Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
A couple of days ago, I was worried, very worried. But now I've had time to think the situation out, I don't see there's a thing Jeff Pilgrim or Angela Tennant can do. They've been trying to have me arrested, you know. But for their pains, they've been told by the police that there isn't a semblance of a case. Nothing that would stand up in court, you understand. But just the same, I think I'd better keep my eyes wide open. Right now, I can't afford to make a mistake. I simply can't be too careful. Oh, it'll all blow over in time. Jeff and Angela can do what they please. Well, at the moment, I'm heading for Carassier's and a couple of evening drinks. But it'll be comforting to know what, if anything, those two are up to now.
There you are, Jeff. Now, you can't say I'm not pulling my weight to get Palmer for you.
Well, it's not a bad scheme. I have to hand it to you. But it's going to take pretty accurate timing. I wouldn't like anything to go wrong. I'd hate to hand Palmer the opportunity to score off us again.
How could he possibly?
You might bear in mind that it'd still suit Palmer perfectly to get you out of the way.
I'll bear it in mind. Just see that you turn up at my flat in good time, that's all. You can bring Stella or not, just as you like. Well, I'm off. First thing's to get hold of Palmer. So I think I'll make Carassier as my first port of call. Wish me luck, Geoffrey. This might be the turning of the tide.
So it could be, Angela. It's about time, isn't it?
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Digby.
Ah, there he is. Mr. Palmer himself. Hello, Harry.
Ah, Lucrezia Borgia. Go away, you'll curdle my drink.
Listen to me, Harry. I've only half a minute. We're in the most ghastly spot.
You may be, I'm not, so will you toddle off? I'm not supplying free drinks today.
That man James, the inspector, he knows everything about us.
Look, Angela, I don't care what he knows. Unless you stand up and admit that you were in the swindle with me and you're a blackmailer as well, no one can touch either of us.
But they can, don't you see? We've both forgotten one awful thing.
What?
I can't tell you here.
Where then?
Come to my flat tonight. And make sure you're there dead on nine. Jeff? It's Angela here. Listen, so far so good. I found it at Carassier's, and it's on for tonight. At my place at 9 o'clock. Yes, nine. So for the love of Pete, don't let me down. All right. So long for now.
Ah, Pilgrim, come in. Take a seat. I'm sorry I'm pressed for time at the moment. I can only give you a couple of minutes. So what's the trouble?
Well, Inspector, it's about Angela Tennant. Just suppose we could hand Palmer over to you tonight with an iron-bound case against him. How would Angela Tennant get on?
How do you mean?
Would she get her knuckles wrapped and a warning, or would she have to take her chances with Palmer?
She takes her chances. Listen, what are you people up to? You're not holding any brief for that woman, are you?
Well, she's doing her bit to bring Palmer to trial, and it seems rather tough to...
Angela Tennant's not lifting a finger for anyone but herself. She wants to see Palmer's hide nailed to the wall, and she wants to cover herself up at the same time. For 10 bob, she'd skin anyone alive. So you let me do the worrying about her, okay?
I suppose so.
You want to remember, without Angela Tennant, Palmer would have been up for that fraud 18 months ago, not you. she covered up for him for what she could get out of it. And of the two, out of Palmer and her, I'd say it was a toss-up which of them's the nastier piece of work.
All right, you don't have to beat it in with a club. I don't suppose you'll be here on duty tonight a little after 9, will you?
As a matter of fact, it is my night for duty.
Oh, good. You might hear from me.
I know I'm wasting my time, but just what goes on tonight?
I'll tell you later, if it comes up.
Well, try not to break any laws, that's all. I'd hate to have to haul you in, Pilgrim, while your chum Palmer's running about on the loose. Good luck, whatever it is you're up to.
Luck is about what I need. Good night, Inspector.
You're not expecting visitors, are you, Bronson? Marcia! You're the second last person I expected to see. Are you coming in?
If I may, for a minute. Oh, thanks. I won't keep you 2 seconds. I'm on my way to the station to meet Aunt Harriet.
Like a drink? There's gin somewhere.
No, thanks, Stella. I should have brought this up before, I expect.
Brought what up?
These are O'Halloran Davis shares Palmer got from you. They're really not mine.
Oh, they cost you £1,000. They should be.
That's really very decent of you.
I'm not being decent. I'm merely being reasonable. I gave those shares away to keep you from catching on to Palmer. It didn't come off. So I can't very well complain, can I?
Yes, but £1,000 is an awful lot of money. I don't care how well off anyone is.
You don't have to tell me. They were all I had up my sleeve.
Well, you can have them back. Here's the script, and I'll get Jeff to fix the transfer in the morning.
Marcia, I don't want any favors from you.
And I don't want a bundle of share certificates that belong to you.
What's the idea? You can keep those. You know you can. I've no title to them now.
I don't care what title you've got. They're your shares.
This is the second time you've made me feel a bit cheap.
Well, I'm sorry, Stella. I don't mean to. And when was the other turn?
When you didn't tell Jeff I had Angela's diary.
Oh, that. Oh, well, there's a limit, I suppose, no matter how badly you want a thing.
I felt happier about you when you were busy trying to cut my throat. Oh, confound you, Marcia. I don't want to score off you.
Now, don't let's both come all over sweetness and light. And just in case you think I'm acting like the lady with the camellia, if I thought there was still a chance in a million of getting Jeff back, I wouldn't be here now.
Don't you think you have?
Oh, Stella.
Look, let's cut this out, shall we? I'm going to pour 2 large gin and limes. And if you don't want one, I'll drink them both.
You sound like Angela Tennant. Oh, who's this? Any idea?
Haven't the foggiest.
Hello, Stella. Sorry to bustle you, but we have to get cracking. I'm running late.
Hello, Jeff.
What the dickens are you doing here?
I'm just nattering.
Well, tell me later. Stella and I have to whiz off at the double.
Whiz off where?
Tell you in the car. We haven't time now.
Did I hear you asking me to come too, Jeff?
Sorry, Marcia. 3 would be too many.
It generally is.
I didn't mean that. Don't hang it all. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Do you want a coat, Stella? For Pete's sake, let's hurry. I've only 10 minutes to get to Angela Tennant's flat. Come on, come on. If we misfire on this, we'll never get a chance like it again.
Well, here I am. 9:03, and we're all set. Let's see what Angela was being cunning about. Taking her time about answering. Where the deuce is that woman? Funny. Lights on inside. She's in the flat, all right. Hello. Door's not locked.
You there, Angela? Anyone home?
Something fishy here. The place is empty.
Hey, Angela! Anyone about?
Well, let's watch up the door, I suppose. No sign of anyone at all. couldn't have been wrong about this setup, could I?
If you're here, Angela, sing out, can't you?
I don't get it. I don't like it one scrap. What shall I do? Look into every room or beat it? Yes, maybe the best thing would be to get out of here, but fast. Who's that?
Hello, Palmer. What are you doing here? Where's Angela?
She's not about. The flat's empty.
What are you doing in it, then?
Well, I was supposed to meet Angela here at 9 sharp. The door was open, so I just walked in, the same as you and Stella. I've only been here half a minute.
How does that sound to you, Stella?
Smells.
Just have a look in the other rooms while I keep an eye on Palmer.
Right.
I don't know what's going on, but I'd barely closed the front door when you walked in.
You keep quiet. Any sign of her, Stella?
Well, she's not in the bedroom or the kitchen. That's the minute I look in the bathroom.
What's on your mind? Look here, Pilgrim. You two aren't just here for no reasons at all.
I told you to keep quiet.
Jeff! Angela! She's in the bathroom and she... She's dead.
And they found me here alone in her flat. And that police inspector, that fellow James, he said, wouldn't it be lucky for me if anything happened to Angela Tennant? I have to get out of here. They'll pin it on me. I've got to get out of here. I didn't touch her. They won't believe me, but I didn't touch her.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.